Blog Talk Radio.
We stand in the house of the Lord. We lift up our hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made the heavens and the earth, threw the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. We bless thee out of Zion. And God, we love thee. Oh, Lord, our strength. You, God, you, O Lord, you are our rock and our fortress. And you are our deliverer. You are our strength in whom we will trust, our buckler and the horn of our salvation and our high tower. We bless thee, O Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise you, O Lord, the servants of the Lord. And we will make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We're going to serve you, O Lord, with gladness and come before you with singing and praise and give you the glory and adoration. For we have tasted and we have seen that the Lord is good. And we bless the holy name of the Lord. Thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. I so bless thee. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt him together. Oh, God, thank you for this day and for the people who have come to praise you. We come together to praise you and to pray unto thee. And we know that if we ask anything in thy name, any two of us shall ask anything, and touch and agree and ask anything in your name, you will do it that the Father may be glorified. For you said, ask and it shall be given, and seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. So we come asking you that you would forgive all sin on this line, every sin of commission, every sin of omission, and that you would help the people and bless them, that you would take over this line and let the Holy Ghost be in control. In the name of Jesus, we'll come to give you glory and come to give you praise. Look on those who are less fortunate, Lord, who don't have roofs on their head, food on their table, clothes on their back. God, help them in Jesus' name. Help them by the wayside and give, Lord, blessings, help. And help. I pray that you would help them make it through the storms and through the night. Those who are in a storm right now, I pray that you deliver them. Those who have their backs against the wall, deliver them, Lord. And thank you for the many times we've asked you to help those in prison, and you have done it every time. Yeah. Shake the chunk tree up in heaven, Lord, your people, and send thousands, if not millions of dollars down to your people. Yeah. And we'll bless you and give you glory and adoration.
This conference is being recorded.
In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Yeah. For the glory of God, we suddenly include all these in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Thank God.
Thank God.
And amen and amen and amen. Good morning to all of y'all who are awake out there.
Good morning
to y'all. Who has a high praise and will give God glory? We're going to praise him for about 3 or 4 minutes here. And if you have a high praise, I want to see what level your praise is on. This is the praise check. And let me hear your level of praise this morning. Praise check, everybody. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Holy God. Bless the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Just thank him for the ability to be able to follow. I think one of the things that y'all can help remind me, amen, it used to be 25 and I didn't need y'all to help me, remind me for nothing. But now I'm not 25 anymore. And I welcome all the help that I can get. But I think I will try to bring at least one thing, one maybe perhaps one unusual thing that we don't normally think of that we ought to thank God for. I think it'll get us more blessings. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to Psalms 92 this morning. Amen. Psalms 92. And right here, and it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. That's what y'all just did. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. And one of the things I didn't mention on the all-night shut-in, we had some beautiful, some wonderful psalmists who were on the line who sang us happy. I wish I knew the name. I can go back and research it and find that. But we had a lady on there who's saying he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And then she sang a new song. The Bible says, sing unto him a new song. She did it. Amen. I hear a voice in my mind now. Da-da-da. Yeah. Some of y'all know her name. If you do, help me with it. Amen. But she sang, and blessed our hearts on that promise.
So that is Josephine Beatty.
Sister Josephine Beatty. Am I right?
Yes. From Michigan.
From Michigan. Lord, she sang us happy. See if you can get her on the line, Ambassador Fife. I'm sorry, Ambassador Frierson. See if you can get her on the line. If it's not too early for her. And let me know she's on the line. And it says, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Yeah. And it's a good thing to show loving kindness to people, because God shows loving kindness to us in the morning, and thy faithfulness is there every night. Amen. Let's go to 91st Psalm. I want you all to talk on that.
Amen.
Somebody can talk on it. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, because you are a thank you person. Amen. I preached one time, just one thank you is a blessing. Amen. We try to give him at least 1,000 thank yous. And then we try with all of these nations, 195 different nations coming together. We estimated that there are over 3 billion praises going up to God. Because the Bible says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing unto thy name. Sometimes I feel like singing. I'll sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And I'll show forth thy loving kindness, because he shows forth his loving kindness unto us in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. My God. Somebody grab that and tell us what that means to you. Right there at the 92nd Psalm. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why do you think we're teaching people all across the world to give thanks unto the Lord and to thank him 1,000 times? It's a good thing to do it. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Okay, the line's open. Somebody give us your thoughts on that. Because I know you love to thank him. Yeah. Just grab it and tell us what comes in your heart and your mind. The Bible says in Daniel, I'll get that for you and bring it to you sometimes. But in Daniel, that God reveal his secrets to the saints and to his prophets. Amen. You may get a revelation on that. That's why you're talking about why it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador Jerry Hall.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And
I know your testimony. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Psalms 92 definitely speaks volumes. I just thank the Lord on this morning for just being alive. And
yes.
Pastor, you were speaking on swallowing. I definitely experienced that firsthand in the beginning of my illness with Guillain-Barré syndrome, where I experienced not being able to swallow, and it definitely changes your mindset, not having any control. I almost went into a panic. Well, I did go into a panic a few seconds, and something just told me, what was the Lord speaking to me, just saying, don't panic, don't panic. And he was there with me just saying, don't panic, and focus, and try and swallow. I attempted four times, and I couldn't swallow, and then all of a sudden I was able to swallow again, and I just thanked him. And right then and there, you notice how important life is and not to take it for granted. We swallow without even thinking. But when that is snatched away from you, it definitely puts life in perspective, and then you notice how important and how valuable life is and not to take it for granted. So I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, where I stop and I notice things around me, how beautiful life is, and not to focus on the negativity all the time, and definitely to thank him and just take a moment and thank him throughout the day, even at night, how precious life is and how quickly that it could be snatched away. Amen.
My God, let me just interview you just for a moment here. You mean to tell me that something struck you or came upon you and caused you not to be able to swallow? I got to get
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir. Or if you, it might have been a whole minute I couldn't swallow, and that can affect, take your life away, because you're then trying to grasp, why can't I swallow? Lord Jesus, help me, because all this time, all these 40-plus years of my life, I've been able to swallow and to notice, hey, you're taking life for granted here, hey.
Right.
The Lord Jesus is here. He's with you even when you were taking life for granted, just to stop and be like, wait a minute, stay focused. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, I just thank you. And right then and there, my life was forever changed. So I definitely noticed all them years I'm just walking through life just taking everything for granted. But he stopped me for a second to let me know who he is. And to praise him and to thank him forever for the rest of my life. So that definitely changed some things. And it's unfortunate that you tell people, look, stop taking your life for granted. They have to wait until something happens to them, until they see it firsthand. And we shouldn't be like that. But I tell you, my life is forever changed. So Psalms 92 definitely means something to me. And I just thank the Lord on today, every day, to be positive. Stop focusing on the negative. Yes, we know the world is messed up.
Yeah.
And there are still good things going on in your life.
That's
you
right.
Still need to thank him. And you need to focus
thank
on
God.
It's not hard. It's not hard to thank him. It's not hard to smile.
Glory.
Happy throughout the day. So I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord to see joy. No matter what's going on, I still see joy and I'm able to smile. And I just thank him on today. Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask another question. Have I spoken with you this morning and asked you to come and give this testimony?
No, sir, you did not.
Okay, so when I got to talking about swallowing, who was that, the devil or the Lord, who led me to go there?
Definitely the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You come to substantiate what the Lord said. It's a blessing to be able to swallow. Everybody on this line, you better take a swallow while you can swallow.
Amen. That's right.
My God. I got a little water here. I'm going to swallow.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Somebody else who has a take on that, Psalms 92.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I was with you, Brown. I'm sorry. I was in a car accident on May the 28th, and that car accident left my neck dislocated in two places. And after the accident, I went to the hospital and everything, and they sent me home with a neck brace and all of that. But that evening, I got home and the pain just started hitting me so bad to where I couldn't even turn. That's when I got on the prayer line and told me you all didn't hear from me for about 4 days. I was in the bed. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't swallow for 4 whole days. Not only could I not swallow, my neck was stuck to my pillow. Couldn't turn it right or to the left. But I tell you, I couldn't see, I couldn't eat. I was in so much pain from the head to the right ear, all the way down in that neck and that shoulder. Couldn't open my mouth. Couldn't open my mouth at all. Could not eat. Could not swallow. The kids kept saying, Mama, go back to the ER. I said, there's nothing can be done. God has to help me through this. So I'll lay here and I'll let the Lord deal with me. But on that 4th day, I got on the prayer line, and I began to pray. And you began to pray, and I joined faith in the spirit realm when you were praying for a healing in my bed, not able to turn my neck, just listening. And I grabbed a hold to that thing by faith, and I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I know I done laid here in this pit for 4 days. Don't want to do nothing. Don't want to get up. Can't get up. Don't have a desire to live anymore. My neck is going to be this way. That morning, next morning, it was Monday morning, I got up, I sat on the side of my bed, forgot about the neck, couldn't turn, I couldn't eat, whatever, but I sat on the side of that bed and I began to talk to the Lord. Before I knew it, my neck had completely turned all the way to the right. And I tell you, that day I began to eat and swallow. Yes, it is good to give praise unto the Lord. Yes, 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 because had it not been for the Lord on my side, the devil had a plan to shut me down and to paralyze me with that car accident through my neck. But I thank the Lord that God's plan was greater than the devil's plan. And yes, I know what it's like not to swallow for 4 days. And I thank the Lord that he fixed it, went in and did some surgery, something he did, he touched me to where I am able to swallow. So I thank you so much, Chief Ambassador, and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you so much. My God, I didn't know what testimonies on here for people could not swallow. But it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering, is Evangelist Missionary Baby on the line? Oh, my God. But it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord for all things. Is there anybody else on here who can give thanks unto the Lord, or you gave thanks unto the Lord, and you're thanking him this morning and continuously still thanking him for what he did for you? The line is open to you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalms 92. The line is open to anybody. Want to give thanks. I hear somebody trying to come to. Mother Britt, I'm fainting to hear you. You shake that phone a little bit and move around.
I can hear
you now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to thank the Lord that today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Mother
Britt. Happy birthday.
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 Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thank God for letting me live to see that. But most of I thank God that my children came down to see me, and I'm going down to Charleston to see my other son. And I might not be able to be on the line long, but I want to thank God that this week that my son, my grandson, he's 20 years old. He was coming home from work, and the police come up on him. Two of them come up on him, and one of them pull a gun out on him.
What?
And they put a gun on him. Yeah, they were looking for somebody, and they say my grandson is 6'5", and he's tall and big. And they were looking for somebody that had a beard, and he didn't have no beard. And he said there was a white policeman, and there was a black policeman. He said the white policeman pulled the gun out, but the black policeman didn't pull no gun out. He said he put his hands up and told him, I don't have no weapon on me. I don't have no weapon on me. And when he gave him the paper to show who he was, they let him go. And they told him, say, we just doing our duty.
Mm-hmm. That's that dude.
Yeah. But he just got killed.
Mother, the reason why one of the reasons why he didn't get killed is because of you. All this time you've been sending prayers up for him and for your other children and your grandchildren. Yeah, the Lord honored you. And him for doing that, Mother Britt. How long can you be with us? We certainly want to wish you a happy birthday today.
It's 7:26. I don't know. I'll stay on here a little while, but maybe can you do it on Monday, please?
Yes, ma'am. We'll do it on Monday. Thank
all right, because I got company here, and we're gonna try to get ready to go. And I want to pray for me. But I want to let you know about my grandson, how God spared his life.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I thank him for your life, his life.
Thank you.
My God. God spared his life, and partially because of you, Mother.
Thank you.
We ought to be thanking you
thank
every
y'all,
day.
Thank you all for your prayer, because it wasn't for the prayer line. Y'all praying, too. I don't know, you know, it's God. It's, you know, y'all praying for me. You pray for my. When you pray for my children. And God, y'all prayers, that God answer that prayer.
Thank you, Mother. Mother Britt.
Yes.
85 years old today.
Thank you.
Before she goes, I know we'll do it all on Monday.
All right,
before
then.
Before she goes, let's everybody, let's join in and wish Mother Britt a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mother Britt.
Come on, y'all.
And many, many more. Happy birthday, woman of God, and many, many more.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And many, 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 many more.
Oh, and many, many more.
Yeah.
And may the Lord bless you richly today.
We will do it individually on Monday. Y'all don't let me forget. I have a lot of things going. Amen.
All right, then.
God bless you.
If not, I understand. I know you wish me a birthday. I appreciate it. And may God bless you now.
Then,
let's pray that we have a safe trip and we go to the highway.
Right, Mother. Lord,
all right, then. And God bless you now.
Jesus, let him have a safe trip on the island and back.
Right.
And keep her home safe while she's gone.
All right. God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you now.
God bless you.
Have a blessed day.
Blessed to you. One reason why I said 85 years young, I've heard that before, but it is true. My mother said to me at 85, she said, son, I ain't got old now. I said, oh, no, mama. You haven't gotten old. You don't get old. You get about 90, 95. And I said to her, you don't get old until you get about 87. Then she turned 87. And she said, well, I guess I done got old now. I said, no, mama. You don't get old till you get about 90.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turned 90 on me. And she said, well, I guess I got old now. No, mama. You don't turn old till you get about 93. She said, 93? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, oh, I'm still young. I said, yes, ma'am. Then she turned 93. And she said, I guess I done got old now. I said, no, mama. You don't turn old. Till you get around 95.
Oh, God bless her.
I kept her going up and up.
Amen.
But Mother Britt, you're not old. You still spry.
All right.
You're still young. Okay. Still young cell phone down there.
There you go.
All right. All right, then. Y'all be
God
blessed.
Bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank God I got a move here this morning. Amen. Thank you for your interpretation. Is there one more who wants to interpret that or who give thanks unto the Lord? 92nd Psalms. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Has she made it yet, Evangelist Beatty? Are you on the line? Oh, thank you. All right. Anybody else want to take that and talk about it? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes,
and
yes.
To sing praises. All right. Line's open to you. Anybody else? Take one more.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. God bless all of you. I want to ask one more time. Is there anyone who wants to talk about it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord? Your bills were so high you couldn't pay them. God made a way.
Yes, this is Sister Coleman. It's always a good time to thank the Lord when you can't breathe because, you know, Satan can try to take you out at any time. Because I can remember a time that I was asleep. And I had to jump up because I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't even get my breath. And I jumped up, and all I could do was just, you know, beat on my chest. I couldn't get a breath down. I couldn't get nothing up. But when I just raised my hand, just thought about the name of Jesus, all I could do was just think, Jesus, help me, help me. I couldn't even speak a word. I couldn't get a breath out. But when I started to just think about Jesus, I hate to say it, but all of a sudden all this liquid just came up. And I began to breathe, and all I could do was just say, thank you, Lord. Because all I could, you know, I just couldn't breathe. So even in the midst of the things that you already just prayed, all I could do was just hold my hand up and just think about the goodness of Jesus. And he would always bring you through. Thank you.
Beautiful. I'm getting ready to leave this. But the Lord said, open it up. Somebody else couldn't breathe too well. And it's for you to testify. Anybody else? Open the line up for you. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. I ask you so much. Anybody else who wants to talk on that? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
And to sing praise.
Good thing.
All right. God bless
praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, baby. This is Ambassador Hayden. I'm glad to ask for the noise you might hear. I certainly agree with those words from
David. Let me clear the line up a little bit here. Want to be able to hear you. Go ahead, Ambassador Hayden.
I do certainly do agree with the psalmist that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. So it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, if you would read that. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord because there is power in our ability to give God thanks. Whenever we open our mouth and tell him thank you, it's power. It's a good thing. You may be feeling down, but if you could just open your mouth and come off of mute and just say, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know, it's a good thing. It helps you to feel better. It releases, like you say, stress. It just does something to be able to thank him. I understand one scripture, this pastor was giving his own praise testimony how demons was holding him to the bed. And as long as he couldn't open his mouth, the demons was trying to kill him. And all of a sudden, you remember his mom told him to say, well, call him the name of Jesus. And he began to try to open his mouth and call Jesus, but no sound would come out of his mouth. So then he began to meditate, and his mind and his spirit began to call the name of Jesus. And then he began to get a little tiny relief. And then he kept on. Then his heart began to come on board with his mind and spirit and began to call the name of Jesus. And then he felt a little more relief. But then after a while, when his heart got involved with his mind got involved with his spirit, his soul got involved, and he began to all together begin to say, Jesus, Jesus, help me, help me. He began to call him the name of Jesus. Then all of a sudden his mouth was loose, and he began to say it very softly. But the moment it uttered through his mouth and he became unmuted and said, Jesus, then the stronghold began to loose. And then his voice came back and he called out, Jesus. He screamed the name Jesus. And when he did, he was free. The demons fled. So, yes, it's a great thing to give thanks unto the Lord because we can be delivered and set free doing by the power of his name. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. I don't want to leave anybody else out. Anybody want to say a word about you couldn't breathe or anything? All right. God bless you. And let's go to our prayer request. Somebody has heard this seminar today. We open up this great wisdom seminar. And you found out, as you have already known, but you were refreshed in that, that it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Let me get some prayer requests so we can pray for those who need prayer this morning. The line's open to you for prayer. Anyone?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm getting ready to have a surgery done today around, like, I have to be at PM Hospital. Yesterday I did the pre-surgical testing. My surgery is at 2:30, between 2 to 2:30 is between 5 to 6 hours. That was the same procedure I was supposed to take place on the 1st of September, but it never took place. So God knows why. So definitely it's going to proceed today. Please keep me in prayer, Dr. Johnson,
right,
and everyone else. Thank you.
Okay, Heavenly Father, my God, oh God, you know all about this scheduled surgery today. I'm asking in the name of Jesus to look on Sister Jennifer. Yeah, it's a good thing to give thanks unto you, Lord, because we don't know when we need you. And God, we need you this morning. We've already given you thanks and thank you, Lord.
Yes,
even
God.
Last night, 1,000 times or more.
Yes, God.
Maybe we were thanking you for Sister Jennifer and didn't know it, but thanking you for the people of God.
Thank
you,
God.
You look on this precious, precious jewel.
Thank you, Lord. God.
This surgery that's scheduled. Whatever your will is, let it be.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Amen. We do.
Amen.
Acknowledge that you can use a doctor's hands.
Amen.
Especially those who have acknowledged you. And we pray that you let everything be all right and come out all right. Bless her in the name of Jesus and give her strength and great health. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Dr. It's going to be all right, Sister Gina, Jennifer.
Yes.
You say that. Say that. It's going to be all right.
I receive it.
Say that. It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Go ahead, Sister Jennifer.
I say thank you, Dr. Johnson. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. I just want to hear you say it's going to be all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be all right. Amen. That's true.
You know what Heaven said? Heaven said it's going to be all right. I'm feeling okay now.
Amen.
Amen. Because whatever you loose on this earth was loose up in heaven. All right. Anybody else need a prayer?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Renee.
Good morning. I was late getting up. I just woke up. Can I give my praise report, please?
All right, go ahead.
You know, remember we were saying that my nephew hasn't been talking to his dad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sent his dad some pictures of his two babies, his two little girls. So that's cool. And things are looking up. I mean, because we haven't ever got to see the two little girls. One's like two, and the other one's like almost a year old. And
what?
We haven't and really got to see them in real life, you know, in person. So he sent his dad some pictures of the babies. So, and my brother says that he's going to go to their house maybe for Thanksgiving. So
beautiful,
that's a
beautiful. Did the dad respond?
Do what?
Did the father respond to the pictures or anything?
Yes, yes, he did. Yes.
That's phenomenal. That was a blessing. So he was led of the Lord. The father responded, and at least there had been some type of communication between them. I never forget when this lady called me, needed prayer, and she hadn't heard from her father for 26 years. My God, and the Lord led me.
Yeah.
But the Lord that led me to pray for her.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, her father called her after 26 years.
Thank you.
I'll forget it. She went to praising God and shouting, and they renewed their relationship. And he was in her life. He came and took her out for lunch, things like that. And she was so amazed. God is able to turn 26-year relationships around. Yeah, he's able to fix it. So that's the Lord fixing that thing down there with the young man and his father. And I praise God for it. God bless you, Sister Nave. Do you have a prayer request?
And continue to pray for me and my family. Y'all all have a blessed weekend. I love y'all all.
We love you.
All right.
And it's late getting on.
All right.
But y'all all have a blessed weekend. I love y'all all.
Love you, too. All right. Is there another person who has a prayer request?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Before you give your prayer request, I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen, if you would, get ready, or Ambassador Stern. This is Friday, and if you would get ready for us, I'd appreciate it. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We please put Alvarez McCullough on the prayer list, please.
Okay, how is he doing?
He was had some depression going on for about 2 days.
Okay.
You want to talk to my sister, even if she went to see him there, and he did not respond.
Okay. You want to tell him that I said that he ought to be giving God thanks and praise, because God is working in his behalf already.
Yes.
And praise will cause the Lord to even do more for him. And just tell him I said that he ought to be giving God praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I will pray for him, though. We're going to take a few more before I pray for him. Anyone else with a prayer request?
It's Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I thank God this morning, my life, health, and strength. I'm asking you to agree with me in prayer on today. I'll be going to be with my brother and sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is the one that was diagnosed with the kidney disease. And we're going to be in revival there with her, with them. And I'm asking you to pray that the Lord would bless and protect my husband while I'm gone this short while, but that the Lord's blood would cover him, protect him.
How long will he be gone?
Until Sunday evening. We'll leave Saturday and come back Sunday. Lord,
right. We need the Lord's protection.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember what you gave on this line about how he was receiving some misuse, something like that. All right, let's stop and pray for these two. Heavenly Father, thank you because you're always present. We are honored by you. Oh, the greatest honor in the whole wide world is to have you in the room. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We tried to give you some praise this morning, to let you know how much we appreciate you. We try to give you glory and adoration, to let you know how much we appreciate you. We remember what you did for Jehoshaphat. We remember what you did, Lord, for Matthew and for Noah. We remember what you did for Moses and for Luke and John, all these We remember that, and we certainly remember what you've done for many people on this line. We read not too long ago that you're not a respecter of persons, and you're not. What you did for them, God, you can do for Alvarez McCullough. He needs a miracle. And all these persons you brought miracles to. And would you remember Alvarez McCullough? And would you remember Brother Benny Johnson, the